This is Spice Radio, 1200 AM. You're tuned into the Morning Buzz with me, Natasha, with me in studios, Mankiran. And on the phone line, we have Larry Chan, Senior Manager of Employment Programs with Mosaic, talking to us about the very unique Mosaic's Job Fair. A very good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very, very well, really bracing myself for a nice warm weather and, of course, for the amazing job fair that you have in store for us. So let's get started with what Mosaic is all about before we get talking about the job fair itself.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Mosaic is primarily known as an immigrant-serving organization with over 48 years in the community. And when I say immigrant-serving, I mean like settlement and family services, English language training and testing. We do interpretation and translation services. And of course, we do employment. And that's the area I work in. And we're really excited to be bringing the Mosaic 12th Annual Job Fair again next week.
Wow, it's been 12 years.
12 years.
Now, Larry, when we talk about, you know, the challenges that new immigrants face, you must be coming across so many different core challenges. So you want to probably enlighten us as to what are the kind of primary challenges that new immigrants face when they first come to Canada?
Well, Natasha, I've been working with newcomers for over 30 years. And 30 years ago, I would hear things like, well, newcomers lack English or French, or they lack Canadian education, or they lack Canadian experience. I still hear those things today, but we've made a lot of progress. For example, many of the employers that have come to the job fair, they've really made an effort to create inclusive workplaces. And because they've done that, they've also discovered how valuable internationally trained newcomers are. The education they bring, the experience, and often languages that they add to the workplace and the diversity of the people they can serve. So those challenges that I heard 30 years ago are still there, but we've made strides, especially with the support of employers like those at the job fair.
Yes, we do need supportive employers. You're so right about that, Larry, because as an immigrant myself, I think the biggest challenge is when people ask you, do you have Canadian experience? And when you don't have that just foot in the door, right? How are you going to get that Canadian experience?
Absolutely. And in Mosaic, we've really been championing that. And recently, we just completed a program where we placed 119 internationally trained professionals in internship positions here in Vancouver, where they get some great experience in things like engineering, accounting, and healthcare. So you're absolutely right. Getting that experience is so important. And job fair, that's a good starting place.
You did mention healthcare now, Larry. I think with the way our healthcare is right now, we do need people, and we do need people who have come with professional degrees from wherever, right? There is a dearth of good medical professionals. So are we kind of letting go of that Canadian experience for now? Is that changing in that regard?
Well, Natasha, you touched on a very complicated question, because when it comes to certain professions like healthcare, there's the added challenge around accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
So at our job fair, for example, you will not see recruiters for doctors or nurses, probably because there are many additional challenges and regulatory requirements. But at the job fair, we still have a lot of employers, and some are in healthcare-related fields. So those are great opportunities to sort of get into healthcare. But some of the more regulated professions are, if you're a job seeker that's looking for a job in, say, nursing or medicine, this job fair may not be the right one for you.
Okay, so then that brings us to our next question. What is the job fair offering this year? In what kind of fields can we find jobs at the job fair?
So first, what can you expect this year in our job fair?
Yeah.
First of all, the job fair always creates great opportunities for connections to employers. This year, we are expecting over 50 employers. And if you go to our website at jobfair.mosaicbc.org, you can see a list of all the employers that have registered that will be at the event. This year, you can also expect that we're at a new location. The last 11 years, we were in a location in Vancouver. But because we got a lot of feedback last year about wanting the job fair to be closer to where the job seekers are, this year, we're having it at the Anvil Center in New Westminster. So that's going to be an exciting new venue, and we're really excited because it's great facilities.
And that's amazing. Now, are there any in-demand occupations that really, you know, need people?
Yeah, we find that in the last year, a lot of opportunities in the government sector.
Mm-hmm.
Construction and trade continues to be very, very strong. We also see a lot of administrative jobs at all levels, entry to more senior levels. And the job fair will have these kind of employers there. And do check it out so you can plan which employers you want to see.
And I know you have a pulse on this, right? So what are the job market really seeking at this point of time?
Okay. Well, it's quite diverse. But in general, a lot of employers, when we talk to them, they're looking for individuals who are flexible, willing to learn, and have what we call emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ability to communicate, problem solve, work in teams. And so that kind of flexibility is something that most job seekers don't necessarily think about, but employers do.
Interesting. Now, what tips would you give our listeners, you know, when they come to the job fair? How do they find the job that suits them? So what do they do? Anything that you could give us some insider tips?
Well, first thing, as I've already said, check out our website. That tells you which employers are there, so you can be strategic in who you approach.
Right.
Come dressed to impress. Avoid casual streetwear. Come with an updated resume. Come ready to give what we call a 30-second pitch, because there'll be a lot of other job seekers there. So you want to, in a very short time, highlight to the employer in front of you the key reasons why you would make a great employee. So if you can do those things and be ready to sell yourself, as we often say, you know, you'll do well.
Wow, that's really some very, very pertinent tips there, Larry. Now, I believe that the fair also is very committed to inclusivity. So what are you doing about that?
Yes, absolutely. So we're doing a few things. We started it last year. During the registration process, people could identify if they have special needs for accommodation. So there's an option for early entry for those individuals. For example, if you have accessibility issues around mobility, coming in early before the crowds get too busy is a great opportunity for some of our job seekers. But throughout the day, if you do have special issues, mobility challenges or access issues, just let one of our staff know and we're happy to accommodate.
Wonderful. Now, at the Mosaic Job Fair, I understand there are going to be potential employers. Are there any other avenues that people can access in terms of, you know, assisting them in their search for a good job?
Absolutely. So a couple of things. Throughout the day, there will be workshops. So some will be just telling about different services that are available. Some are giving out tips. Throughout the day, there will be staff, Mosaic staff. Many of them will be volunteers, but many of them are also employment staff. So they could offer little tips about, hey, you know, let's check out your resume, or hey, here's the guide. Here's some employers that you should connect with. Hey, tell me, what do you plan to say when an employer is before you? You know, and we can do a little prep just even as you're waiting in line.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very interesting. What about any immigrant professionals to kind of guide people with their queries about working while they're studying, or, you know, their immigration status as well?
Well, immigrant professionals are always very prominent at our events. And one thing I'll say, and Natasha, you can probably relate to your own experience, is don't discount your education from your home country. Don't discount your experience. Those are all positives. Many employers now recognize that we live in a very diverse global market. They know that they rely on international experience. So don't hide those things, bring them to the forefront, but also recognize you're willing to learn and appreciate the fact that there are some differences here in Canada. So being flexible again.
Wow, I'm super excited about this job fair for people who are looking out for a new avenue to, you know, get gainful employment and not to be underemployed at that as well. Larry, before I let you go, how can our listeners find out more about what Mosaic does and about this job fair as well?
So again, if you want to hear, see more about the job fair, go to jobfair.mosaicbc.org. If you want to find out more about Mosaic and the services we provide, go to mosaicbc.org and check out our other services. And even though the job fair is just next week, my tip for next year is never too early to start preparing for our next year's job fair, because the programs we offer here at Mosaic will prepare you for next year.
That's amazing. Keep up the great work, Larry. It was really a pleasure chatting with you this morning.
Thank you.